Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 32, The Mystery of Caspar Hauser. The mystery of Caspar Hauser is one of the most perplexing unsolved enigmas of the 19th century. In 1828, a teenage boy appeared in Nuremberg, Germany, with no apparent knowledge of the world beyond his immediate surroundings. He carried a letter addressed to a cavalry officer and seemed unable to speak coherently or behave in a manner expected of someone his age. His sudden emergence and strange circumstances quickly captivated the public, leading to widespread speculation about his origins and identity. Over the years, theories have ranged from royal lineage to elaborate deception, yet no definitive answers have ever been found. When he was first discovered on the 26th of May, 1828, Caspar Hauser was dressed in ragged clothes and barely able to communicate. He carried a letter purportedly written by his guardian, which claimed that he had been raised in total isolation and wished to become a cavalryman like his father. The letter also stated that the boy's name was Caspar Hauser and that he had been kept in confinement for as long as he could remember. His behaviour reinforced this claim. He seemed unfamiliar with common objects, struggled to walk properly, and reacted to light and sound in an almost childlike manner. Despite his apparent lack of education, he quickly demonstrated an ability to learn, suggesting that he had latent intelligence that had simply never been nurtured. Caspar's case attracted the attention of the Nuremberg authorities and local scholars, who sought to uncover his origins. He was taken in by a local schoolmaster, Georg Friedrich Daumer, who attempted to educate him and integrate him into society. Under Daumer's care, Caspar displayed an unusual sensitivity to his environment, with a seemingly heightened sense of taste, smell, and hearing. He also claimed to have spent his early life locked in a small dark room, deprived of human contact apart from a mysterious man who would occasionally provide him with food and water. These accounts only deepened the mystery as they painted a picture of a boy who had been deliberately hidden away for reasons unknown. Speculation about Caspar Hauser's identity soon spread across Europe. Some believed that he was the rightful heir to the Grand Duchy of Baden, having been switched at birth and replaced with a dying infant to prevent his legitimate claim to the throne. According to this theory, Caspar had been secretly imprisoned to ensure that he could never challenge the ruling family. While this idea gained traction among certain factions, no concrete evidence ever emerged to support it. Others suggested that he was simply an abandoned child or an imposter who had been trained to deceive the public for unknown purposes. Caspar's life took a sinister turn when he was attacked in 1829 by an unknown assailant who stabbed him in the forehead. He survived the attack, but was left shaken, reinforcing the belief that someone was trying to silence him. He later moved to Ansbach, where he was placed under the supervision of Lord Stanhope, a British nobleman who had taken an interest in his case. Despite Stanhope's initial enthusiasm, he eventually became sceptical of Caspar's story, believing that the boy was a fraud who had fabricated his past for attention and financial support. This shift in attitude further muddled the already complex narrative surrounding Caspar's origins. The mystery deepened in 1833 when Caspar was fatally stabbed in the chest. He staggered back to his residence and claimed that he had been attacked in the Hofgarten, a local park. He succumbed to his injuries 3 days later, leaving behind more questions than answers. Some suspected that he had staged the attack himself, accidentally inflicting a mortal wound, while others believed that he had been murdered to keep his true identity from being revealed. A bloodstained purse found near the scene contained a cryptic note written in mirror writing, allegedly from his attacker, which only added to the confusion. In the years following his death, forensic and historical investigations have attempted to determine the truth behind Caspar Hauser's origins. Modern DNA analysis has been conducted on samples believed to be connected to him, but no definitive link to any royal family has been established. The lack of concrete evidence has allowed the legend of Caspar Hauser to persist, with theories continuing to circulate about who he really was and why he was treated in such an unusual manner. Caspar's story has inspired numerous books, plays, and films, cementing his place in history as one of the most intriguing figures of the 19th century. Some view him as a tragic victim of political intrigue, while others see him as a clever manipulator who fooled an entire generation. His grave in Ansbach bears the inscription, "Here lies Caspar Hauser, riddle of his time. His birth was unknown, his death mysterious." Despite the passing of nearly two centuries, the mystery of Caspar Hauser remains unsolved. Whether he was a lost prince, a victim of an elaborate conspiracy, or simply an unfortunate soul caught up in events beyond his control, his story continues to fascinate those drawn to historical enigmas. His case serves as a reminder of how easily truth can be obscured by speculation, and how some mysteries, no matter how thoroughly investigated, may never be fully explained. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.